You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following pre-recorded program is sponsored by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Christmas is for everybody. This is Christmas in Hong Kong.
I remember one Christmas, my father took me out for dinner. And then he bought me a Christmas present. I was very happy, but after I returned home, my brothers and sisters all cried because Father didn't buy them any present. So Father bought each one of them a present, and we were all happy. It was the most unforgettable Christmas I ever had.
Whether you live in Hong Kong, where this young girl does, or wherever you live in the world, you can be happy this Christmas because God, your Father, has a present for you. Christ is for everybody. Christmas is for everybody.
The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to bring you Christmas in Hong Kong, the 20th in a series of annual Christmas specials, which are designed to share with you some of the unusual and oft-times colorful Christmas customs of people in various parts of the world.
Hong Kong, Pearl of the Orient, one of the great crossroads of the world. In its deep, beautiful harbor are anchored ships from every corner of the globe. At its back looms the great mass of Asia, stretched out before it, the China Sea. I'm Oswald Hoffman, and I've come here to this glittering, festive jewel of a place to celebrate Christmas. Because here, just as elsewhere in the world, there are people who rejoice to hear these words, "Unto you is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Until the middle of the 19th century, Hong Kong was little more than a sleepy fishing village. Most of its inhabitants didn't even live on land. They were the waterborne people, some of whose modern descendants still spend every moment of their lives aboard their tiny sampan fishing boats or stately red-sailed junks, coming ashore only once in their lifetime, to be buried. If Jesus had been born here in the Orient, he might have been born among these humble but hard-working boat people of Hong Kong. Hong Kong has changed a lot since the British were permitted to establish a colony here in 1842. Hong Kong has grown steadily. Especially since World War II, its population has skyrocketed until now there are over 4.5 million people jammed into its 400 square miles of small islands and cliff-strewn, mountainous, but incredibly beautiful peninsula. And it is those people, not the beauty of their surroundings, which bring us to Hong Kong. Because even though Christ was not born on the pitching deck of a tiny sampan, he was born for the people of Hong Kong, just as he was born for you and me. Four and a half million people. I wish you could be here to see it. All these people packed together, most of them in high-rise housing developments, where the average family of six or seven people is crowded into a single room, Space is at such a premium in this teeming colony that there are few enclosed shops. Instead, many daily necessities, food, water, firewood, clothing, are sold by vendors who cry out their wares in narrow streets that rise steeply from the harbor, like ladders going up the mountainside. But despite the crowding, these are cheerful, energetic, hard-working people. If necessary, every member of a family, from youngest to oldest, works to help provide food and shelter. They work in the textile mills or in one of the thousands of tiny factories producing clothing, toys, transistors, watches, household utensils, all by the simple method of hand assembly. In Hong Kong, there's little need for machinery. With so many people to do the work, everything from the tiniest transistor to the tallest skyscraper is the product of hand labor. The people of Hong Kong are a festive people. In fact, festivals are like a national pastime here in Hong Kong, just as baseball is in the United States, or soccer elsewhere in the world. Any occasion, whether the famous Chinese New Year or some other ancient observance, or family rites such as a wedding, or even the opening of a tiny fruit stand or the start of a new job, drums beat, cymbals crash, colorful paper dragons parade the streets, all are celebrated with a festival. Since the people of Hong Kong are so fond of festivals, they've been happy to adopt a Western celebration of Christmas, too. It's almost Christmas now. And here in downtown Kowloon, the mainland center of Hong Kong, or in the busy shopping district of Victoria Island, just a few minutes across the harbor, by ferry boat or underwater tunnel, you can hear Christmas carols coming over loudspeakers and see gaily colored Christmas decorations in all the store windows. But in a land where only 10% of the population is Christian, the celebration of Christmas means different things to different people. We talked to some people of Hong Kong about what Christmas means to them. Here are some of their replies.
I like Christmas because I'll have several days of holidays. And I would really like to enjoy myself and relax. Well, I would probably go for a picnic or have some real good dancing in the nightclub here.
Being a neighbor, I don't see any sense in Christmas, you see. It's only for those privileged and westernized people. For me, I'd rather prefer the Chinese New Year.
I must admit, I also attracted by other festivals. But one thing attracts me in Christmas is because I'm a Christian, I believe that it is Christmas where Jesus was born. And from this birth comes the salvation, which is the hope for me.
Well, to me, Christmas is the unique festival that Jesus Christ is delivered into this world to save us from sin, and this is the most unique point.
Christmas is the unique festival because it celebrates Jesus Christ being delivered into this world to save us, all of us, from sin. That young woman of Hong Kong couldn't have said it better. And when you put it that way, you really have something to celebrate. Christmas is more, much more, than just a holiday from work. It is more, much more, than just a festival for Westerners or privileged people. Christmas is for everybody, just as Christ is for everybody. He died for all, says the Bible, so that they which live might not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. Of course, many people in the world don't believe that Christ was born, lived, and died for them. Many don't even know about it. Here in Hong Kong, the majority of Chinese people worship the spirits of their dead ancestors or follow the teachings of Buddha, Confucius, or Lao Tzu. They think that Christianity is something for foreigners, not for them. The average person in Hong Kong may not even think about religion much, though he observes the ancient festivals and allows his life to be governed by a myriad of old customs. Fortune tellers, for example, do a brisk trade here in Hong Kong.
看上看上啊！小姐，你看上啊！哎呀，我睇住啦，我睇住。
Here a young woman consults a fortune teller to ask whether she will be married soon. Many people in Hong Kong rely on fortune tellers' advice in deciding everything from what to plan for their future to how to arrange their furniture. There's much talk of good fortune and bad fortune, and the general belief is that a person can be entitled to only so much good fortune before bad fortune must befall him. But a growing number of Hong Kong residents, especially the young people who have been raised here in the boom years since World War II, profess to have no religious beliefs at all. Listen to what one young man has to say about that.
对我来讲呢，就几十年一直都系。
I don't believe the existence of God. It is, in fact, impossible for God to exist in this world. In my frame of reference, this is very scientific and natural. If you think there is a God who can protect you or give you a sense of security, you are actually cheating yourself and others, because only if you have self-confidence will you have no problems. If I have a great deal of money, I feel safe because it's my effort. I have faith in myself, and that's enough. If one doesn't have faith in oneself, what is the use of believing in others?
Comments like that can be heard with increasing frequency in Hong Kong these days, as Hong Kong becomes more and more crowded and develops more and more into a modern industrial city. Its people are losing track of their ancient beliefs and customs. People who have had to abandon the simple life of their ancestors now find themselves caught up in a hectic world filled with uncertainty, where on the one hand a person can work and live well, but on the other hand, if he is unable to work, there's no one to care for him or care about him. This would make a familiar story anywhere in our world today, not just in Hong Kong. It's the sort of social turmoil that has bred fear and anxiety around the globe. Nowhere is this more evident than in people's comments about death. People who feel they can rely only on themselves have a great deal to fear from death. Here's the same young man who spoke so self-confidently just a moment ago.
To tell the truth, I'm very afraid of death. It is hard to explain. Suppose I have built up my own business. I have plenty of money, a happy family. But death takes away everything. What would you feel? That's why I am so afraid of death.
A young woman of Hong Kong had even more to say on the subject of death.
I
am not afraid of ghosts, but I am afraid of death. There are so many things you like, so many persons you love in this world. But when you die, you must leave everything behind. Besides, you don't know where you will be after death. So I am unwilling to die. I am afraid of death.
You don't have to live in Hong Kong to develop feelings like that. People all over the world feel just the way these young people do in Hong Kong. We came to Hong Kong to talk about life, about the birth of life and hope that is Christmas. Jesus Christ came into the world to conquer death and to relieve us of its terror. And here in Hong Kong, just as in every other part of the world, there are people who have come to find that special peace which comes from being a follower of Jesus Christ. Not that it is all that easy to follow the Lord here in a land where many still regard Christianity as a kind of foreign invasion. One young man we talked to tells about the struggle he had within his own family.
My family is not Christian, but Buddhist. When I was in high school, I became interested in Christianity. My brother said I was always one who could be easily convinced by others. And I also would be easily convinced this time. My mother believed I was allowing myself to be influenced by others. She said I should not be so naive. I should have my own opinion. So I struggled for a few years, and I asked myself if I was only looking for psychological comfort or escape from reality. After some years, I realized that I believed in Christ, not for these reasons, but for something more. I realized that despite what my family said, this was the way I should go. I had to surrender myself to God.
Jesus warned his disciples that they might have to forsake everything, even their families, in order to follow him. And here in Hong Kong, that often is the way it happens. It is true particularly at times like Christmas, when Christians who want to celebrate the birthday of their Lord often have to excuse themselves from work or school or other events to do so. Here in Hong Kong, such a disruption can cause loss of face. This is a kind of social embarrassment common in the Orient, and one which people here in Hong Kong are desperate to avoid. A serious loss of face can mean the end of a person's career, or the loss of social standing, of a job, or of respect of one's fellows. It can be devastating. Yet Christians here in Hong Kong are willing to risk such loss of face to share their devotion to the Lord. A young man we talked to put it this way.
I think to be a Christian is to admit being a Christian and be proud of it, because it is a very glorious thing. Now it is Christmas time, and we can not only rejoice these few days, but also we should think about the meaning of God sending his Son Jesus Christ to this world to save our sins and to die for us. God can give us his Son, then why can't we give up this holiday and think of his salvation?
In Hong Kong, that's not always as easy as it may sound. One young man told of how a Christian might lose face simply by declining an invitation to a non-Christian's Christmas party in order to go to church instead on Christmas Day. It can be a difficult challenge for one who wants to live his faith here in this complex social setting. But Christians here are meeting that challenge with great courage. Not only do they think about salvation for themselves, they share the good news of salvation with others, too. Here are two young people talking about Christmas traditions they themselves observe.
Usually on the 24th, that is Christmas Eve, I usually go to church, have a big celebration there, and then I hurry home to prepare some nice foods, because some older youths, some bigger brothers and sisters will come to their homes, so to speak, to spread the gospel. This we call spreading the gospel around.
I remember when I was in high school, I was in the choir, and we used to go caroling on board some U.S. warship. And I think the atmosphere was very nice. Because they are celebrating Christmas away from home, they missed it very much. And here we were celebrating a very important festival with them, and they enjoyed it thoroughly, and so did we.
One of those two young people was talking with me later on when he made the following comment. It shows how Christians are beginning to have a really big impact on all of Hong Kong.
I think to me, Christmas
has been changed during this past year. Yeah. Yeah. Formerly, we don't have much emphasis on Christmas than we had on Lunar New Year. We used to have bigger funds, lots of toys and new clothes and a more happy atmosphere in the Lunar New Year than in Christmas. That was the things in the past. But now in Christmas, as well as in Lunar New Year, we are always the same happy. Everybody can share a Christmas joy.
We'll return to Christmas in Hong Kong in a few moments after we tell you about a very special memento we have for you. It is a Chinese happiness hanger which uses the age-old Chinese character Fu to convey a wish for happiness and blessing for this Christmas season and for the new year. Handcrafted by refugees in Hong Kong and finished in red lacquer, this handsome Chinese happiness hanger is ideal for hanging in your home or office. Please send your letter of request for your free and postpaid memento to the Lutheran Hour, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. Now back to Dr. Oswald Hoffman and Christmas in Hong Kong.
If you were listening carefully at the beginning of this program, you heard a young girl describing her most unforgettable Christmas. She told how her father took her out at Christmas time and bought her a present. But when she returned home, all her brothers and sisters were upset because Father hadn't bought them any presents. So Father went out and bought presents for all of them, and that made everybody happy. Perhaps now you can understand better what that story was all about. The young girl was the only Christian in her family. That's why the father made a special celebration of Christmas for her and for her alone. This is a very common thing in Hong Kong. That young girl was brought to Christian faith, as many of Hong Kong's young people are, by attending one of hundreds of Christian schools in the city. You have to realize that Hong Kong is full of children. Almost half of the 4.5 million people here are children or young people under 20 years of age. That means schools are heavily crowded. In fact, there are so many school children that classes must be held in shifts, morning, afternoon, and even at night, with as many as 2,000 children attending school in each shift. To ease the crowded conditions, many Christian church groups have established schools, sometimes building them on the rooftops of high-rise apartments. Children of Christian as well as of non-Christian families attend these schools, where many of them are brought to faith, as this girl was. Christmas has always been thought of as a special time of the year for children. Of course, it's a special time of the year for everybody. But as we near the end of this special broadcast from Hong Kong, we thought you might like to hear from some of the children here. And so we've come to one of the Christian schools to talk to some children about Christmas. This is one of my co-workers in Hong Kong interviewing a group of children who have come from different parts of the world because their parents have been transferred here by corporations for which they work. Let's hear what they have to say about the meaning of Christmas.
What do you suppose that your father and mother give you presents for at Christmas?
Well, they give it to... Because Christmas is a day of giving.
A day of giving?
Yes.
What do you mean by the day of giving?
Christmas is the day when Jesus was born.
When Jesus was born?
Yes. And like, so we're like, when he was born, that was the day of giving because God gave Jesus to us.
God gave Jesus to you. And what do you think?
Well, it's a giving day. Because it's like Jesus was the present and God was your mother or father. And the people are all the children.
I see. What do you think, Kenneth?
Well, I think because God gave us life, so we should kind of thank him back.
And Kevin?
Well, yes? I think my mother and father give me presents at Christmas time because it's a day of giving.
Yeah?
And it's a day that... God gave Jesus to us to save us from sin.
These children of Hong Kong know what they're talking about. Christ is Lord. He is our salvation. And you know, We talked to some other children in the school, too. Chinese children, these were. And they told us about a wonderful tradition they have here in Hong Kong at Christmas time, along with the giving of gifts and the Christmas carols and special church services. This also is the time of the year when young converts to Christianity are baptized. Many young children told me the Christmas of their baptism was really something special for them.
我呢就，即係我覺得最開心嘅聖誕節咧，就係我受洗嗰年啦。
My most unforgettable Christmas was 2 years ago when I was baptized. I was at doubt with God before then, but after baptism, I was all filled with faith.
我特別難忘嘅聖誕節咧，就係我四年級受洗嗰陣時。
My most unforgettable Christmas was 4 years ago when I was baptized. I was very excited and scared at that time, but when I was baptized, I was no longer scared. I was happy.
That's what faith in Christ does. It takes away our sorrow, our doubt, our fear, and instead it makes us feel happy, feel sure, feel alive and strong in the Lord. That's the really exciting thing about Christmas. Here in Hong Kong or anywhere in the world, we all know what it means to be alone and afraid. But God has changed all that through the gift of his Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Joy to the world, no matter what the language, the Lord has come. He has come for you and for me and for all people. Believe it for yourself, my friend. At this happy Christmas time, you can be happy too. Because the gift of Christ is for you.
I'd like to share my faith and happiness with all my friends around the world. I wish all of you can be as happy as we are. I wish you all Merry Christmas. I wish all my friends all over the world will have a happy Christmas.
And that's my wish, too. This is Oswald Hoffman wishing you all a blessed Christmas and a joyous new year from Hong Kong to wherever you are in the world. Unto you is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You can believe that, my friend, and you can rejoice in him.
You have been listening to Christmas in Hong Kong, the 20th in a series of annual Christmas specials featuring the Christmas customs and practices of people in various parts of the world. Remember, to get your free Chinese happiness hanger, just send your letter of request to this program, Christmas in Hong Kong, in care of the International Lutheran Layman's League, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. Christmas in Hong Kong has come to you as a special Christmas gift from the International Lutheran Layman's League.